This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, a real treat. I'm going to have a discussion with Dr. John Lott, who I think is definitely the premier number cruncher, researcher, proponent of the Second Amendment and the advantage of people having guns. Not necessarily so much for the political purpose in the Second Amendment, but just the ordinary day-to-day, what do you do in that 5 to 10 minutes when you're waiting for the cops to get there, assuming you were able to call 9/11. Dr. Lott's latest book is The War on Guns, and I don't think too many folks in my audience would need an explanation. There is a war on guns. Hillary Clinton has made it pretty clear she doesn't like the idea of an armed America. She's held up Australia as a model for us. Well, in the United States, that would mean the crunching, literally grinding to powder of all semi-automatic firearms, be they pistols, be they shotguns or rifles. So, yes, there is a war on guns, and it's being waged rather publicly, at least by some of the, even one of the candidates for president of the United States. I imagine Jill Stein of the Green Party might be of a similar mind, but hopefully she's not a real factor. We have to deal with Hillary Clinton. And Dr. Lott, you have given us quite a bit of ammunition, so to speak, for this intellectual battle that we're all involved in. And I want to thank you very much for what you've done. I think you've given the other side a real headache with your book, The War on Guns.
Well, thanks. I mean, for people who are familiar with my books, like More Guns, Less Crime, I think this is probably the best book that I've written on gun issues. And there's so much at stake right now in this election. I don't think, I mean, I know it's always popular to go and say that this election is somehow more crucial than other elections, but I think it's really quite true in this case.
It would be hard to redo it if it gets done wrong. So certainly in that sense, I don't see where anybody can argue. There is a huge amount at stake indeed. And people may not be enamored with Donald Trump. I certainly am not. But given the alternative, and there really is only two choices, given the alternative, it's essential from my point of view that we do not have Hillary Clinton as president of the United States, because if that were to happen, the Second Amendment is in real trouble. And just your ability, anybody's ability to have a concealed firearm, I would think would be one of her targets. People like Hillary Clinton don't believe that an armed populace actually leads to a safer society. And yet, Dr. Lott, that's been some of your main findings, is that, like the title of the one book said, More Guns, Less Crime. It doesn't get much simpler than that.
Right. Well, I mean, she's spoken out publicly multiple times saying that she thinks concealed carry laws ought to be rescinded, or at the very least that they've gone much, much too far, that she doesn't see any reason for people to be able to carry guns in public. So I'm sure if she has opportunities, she'll do what she can to restrict it. But, you know, also you just have this propaganda attack when President Obama is constantly making false claims. And I try to go through all the ones that I've heard in the book, everything from claiming that the United States is somehow unique in terms of mass public shootings, or that we have a high murder rate in this country, either in total or from firearms. as well as claims that he's made about everything from stand your ground laws to background checks on private transfers. I don't think most people realize the problems with those things and how they're going to disarm the most vulnerable people in our society for the types of gun control laws that both he and Hillary Clinton keep pushing.
The Bible has a proverb that says that the compassions of the wicked are cruel indeed. And just as you say, if you end up disarming the people who, not that everybody doesn't need and can't benefit from time to time from having access to a weapon on their person in their home, but clearly people in higher crime areas have a greater need. And those are precisely the ones that many of the gun laws, Hillary Clinton's, Barack Obama's, and others, would go after. It just seems to me either they don't think about or they really don't care, even if they know that they're going to be disarming the people who need it the most.
Well, what I've tried to do in the book, as you know, is go through and I think make the argument pretty strongly that, in fact, they have an idea of what's going on with their laws and who they're disarming. One example that I give, in 2013, when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers, I had some state legislators from Colorado call me up and ask me what amendment I would suggest that they would put up on the bill. And my suggestion was to put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transferring guns. And with the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the House, every other Democrat in the House there voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. Or in Maryland, I had something similar happen where state legislators had called me up there. They were passing legislation to require licensing and registration of handguns. And I suggested that they put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state fees and taxes. It costs something like over $200 to go through the process there now. But since the Democrats controlled more than two-thirds of both the House and the Senate, they wouldn't even let the amendment come up for a vote. And I guess the question people have to ask themselves is how many taxes they can think of that Democrats would fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay. I think it gives a real insight into what's motivating them because, you know, if they made just a few simple changes in the background checks on private transfers, my guess is much of the opposition would disappear. But they're fighting against it indicates that they're more concerned about passing rules in a way that would make it costly for law-abiding citizens to own guns than they are to even get the background check system passed. So I don't think the background check system is going to produce any benefits in terms of reducing crime. But the current system is a complete mess. I mean, you look at who gets stopped from buying guns under the current background check system. You when President Obama or Hillary Clinton say that there have been 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, that's simply false. It's a lie. What they should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials, and there's a huge difference there. I mean, the best example I can give to illustrate that would be people may remember the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There were five times where he tried to fly on a plane but was stopped because he had a name similar to someone whose name was on the no-fly list. Would we count that?
Obama
and Hillary count that?
Exactly. When I first heard that, I thought, well, maybe they keep him from driving wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Right.
But flying? No, no, no. This is completely arbitrary and is not going after the people that supposedly they're supposed to be going after. We're talking with Dr. John Lott. He is the author of The War on Guns. This is his latest book, and I would tend to agree with him. I think it's the best. They keep getting better as he continues to turn out the research on guns, public safety. We're going to be back in just a minute to continue our discussion about the findings that he has in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. John Lotz, author of The War on Guns. It's a book that anybody concerned about defending the Second Amendment really needs to have and to have digested. Know where the information might be available in this book. There's all kinds of supporting research, graphs, and data. It is not something that was written on the back of an envelope, not to make little of Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, but this is something rather different, and it is lots of political, intellectual ammunition. Dr. Lott, we were talking right before the break about the background check and how a claim is made that nearly 2.5 million people have been criminals have been stopped from getting a gun because of the background check. It turns out there's a lot of poor John Smiths and John Joneses in there who had the misfortune of having a name identical to another common name owned by a real criminal. And they get nailed. And it's not always easy to get free from that initial denial.
Right. Well, you know, if private companies had the error rate when they do criminal background checks of employees that was 1/100th the rate that the federal government has, the private companies would be sued out of existence. The question is, why the same rules that the government mandates for private companies can't be applied to the government? But people don't understand. When you fill out the 4473 form to buy a gun, all the information that the government needs to properly do these background checks is available there. They just don't use it all when they go and do the background checks. So you
that's really amazing. And
right.
It's not like it's going to extend the length of their work day because we're talking about computers using this information. It's amazing.
Right. No, I agree. So, I mean, you put down your name, you put down your Social Security number, you put down your address and your birthday, but all they use is phonetically similar names. So they don't even really look at the middle of the name. It could be quite different between individuals. And they don't look at the same spelling of names. You could have Smith spelled with an I or a Y. You could have an E at the end. There are all sorts of different spellings that you have that would be classified as the same name. And then they only look at the birthday. And so you obviously have a lot of people that could have roughly similar names and the same birthdays and get them flagged as a result of that. With a private company, they use all that information. They use the name, the actual name. They use Social Security number, address, and birthday. And that's the reason why they have a much, much lower error rate that's there. The problem is manyfold. But one is when you're talking about 2.4 million people that have been falsely stopped, law-abiding citizens who should have been able to go and buy a gun but were stopped from doing so because of the background check, you're going to have some, but a significant number of people who may have actually needed a gun quickly for self-defense who are going to be stopped. And in the past, it may have taken a year or whatever for the government to go around and fix the mistake that's there. The thing is, it's gotten much worse under the Obama administration. President Obama, as you know, and as I go through in the war on guns, has removed everybody that used to go and double-check to see whether those errors were being made or not. Now, you can go and appeal, but the problem that you face in the appeal is that now it's most people who have to go through this are going to hire a lawyer to go and help them get through the process, and that can be thousands of dollars. And so when you combine it with other problems, for example, it's basically Hispanics and blacks who are the ones that are most likely going to be falsely denied from being able to go and buy a gun. The problem is that people tend to have names similar to others in their racial group. Hispanics have names similar to other Hispanics. 40% of Vietnamese in the United States have the same last name. Blacks tend to have names similar to other blacks. So 30% of black males in the United States are legally forbidden from owning a gun because of past criminal records. Well, who are their names most likely to be confused with? Other law-abiding, good black males who may want to go and buy a gun to protect themselves or their family. There's no reason why we should have a system like that that overwhelmingly discriminates and prevents law-abiding citizens from being able to go and get guns to protect themselves or their families. And since Obama's pulled off everybody who checks this now and forcing people to have to go through the appeals process by themselves completely, it basically means that a lot of middle-income and poor blacks and Hispanics aren't going to be able to go and afford the process to get things cleared up. And that's only part of it. I mean, we have other fees, as we were talking about before. When President Obama calls for these background checks on private transfers, and he's calling for it from Washington, D.C., it costs $125 to privately transfer a gun in Washington, D.C. These costs are built into the price of new guns. People don't realize it's not like a sales tax that gets added on to the cost of a gun. It's part of the price. People are already paying these costs when they go and buy a new gun. And the higher price of new guns or the cost of transferring guns may not stop you or I, Larry, from getting a gun, but it will stop the most vulnerable people in our society that we talked about earlier, the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas.
It's almost as if they were designed, the system was designed to keep as many people as possible from getting a gun, because obviously this is a, as you point out, a private company that operated in such a slipshod fashion, if not deliberately slipshod, would have its high teeth being sued out by people who rightly could go after them for having done such a terrible job. But the so-called sovereign immunity that the government operates with means people really don't have much of a recourse other than to pay thousands of dollars, as you've mentioned, to try to get an attorney to go and get the denial, the false denial, straightened out. Really a very burdensome and obnoxious system. But, folks, we're looking at gun control close-up, and this is what it looks like. I appreciated very much the list that you supplied, which you don't find in very many places in the public domain. And it wasn't, I don't think, by any means a complete list, but it's an impressive list of mass murders that have been stopped by people who managed to get a concealed handgun permit. The one that comes to my mind was a chap in, and I think you've mentioned him in your book. You'll probably remember the name, and I won't. But the Uber driver in Chicago. And when we get back, let's pick up and talk about that guy, because he arguably saved an awful lot of people's lives because he did have a concealed carry firearm with him. Talking with Dr. John Lott, author of The War on Guns. We're going to be back shortly. Don't go away.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Glad these shows are online and podcast. After a bit, you can find them at gunowners.org. We're talking about the war on guns with Dr. John Lott, and there is information in his book that is just absolutely essential to doing intellectual battle with the opponents of an armed citizenry, the people that really don't believe that self-defense is something that happens and that is useful. It's more, I've even heard it alleged that there's more risk to an innocent third party when a mere citizen is using a gun in self-defense than just waiting for the police, which, it's not a knock on the cops, but the fact is they can't be there when bad stuff starts to happen, and it's going to take them 5 or 10 minutes if everything is working well. That's optimum. Think how many dead people can get piled up in that short a period of time if that's the intent of the dirtbag committing the crime. We were talking as we went into the break about how concealed carry had been advantageous even in a place like Chicago. The case of the Uber driver that stopped a mass murder that he saw about to unfold. A guy was shooting into a crowd of people. He had managed to get a concealed carry permit, which puts him in the 99th percentile, I think, of the people of Chicago, certainly at that time, because he had one of the first. He stopped the killer in his tracks. And when I was talking to a Second Amendment advocate in Chicago, a black guy, he didn't know about it. And he went and looked it up, and he came back several days later when we talked. He said, you know what, Larry, that actually happened. I found several references to it, but it sure didn't get much play here in Chicago. And Dr. Lott, I would suspect that that's a common occurrence. When a good guy uses a gun in a good way, hey, that's not news, is it?
Right. Well, I mean, one of the things that I point out is all the examples that I give, and I'm just giving examples over a few recent years, or a couple recent years, in mm-hmm. guns of mass public shootings have been stopped. I basically try to limit myself to cases where police, sheriff, or prosecutors have said that multiple lives were saved, that these would have been mass public shootings if the concealed carry permit holder wasn't there. I mean, obviously, one can go and point to other cases where something is possible, but this is cases where people involved in law enforcement have stated that that would have been the outcome. And you find these dramatic cases, and every one of the cases that I give only got local news coverage. They didn't get national mm-hmm. news coverage. One can only imagine. And some of those cases, like the volunteer fire department in South Carolina, where they were having Children's Day there and giving rides on fire trucks and giving kids ice cream, if those permit holders hadn't been there and many people had been killed, that would have gotten massive national and international news coverage. If cases like the Uber driver in Chicago, if he hadn't been there, I'm sure that gang member shooting people on the sidewalk would have gotten national news coverage, you know, or other cases like the Conway, Georgia case where a man had walked into a liquor store, started firing his gun, killed two people. Fortunately, there was a permit holder that was walking by outside the store, heard the attack, went in, exchanged fire with the gunman, and drove the gunmen out of there. You know, the sheriff in that case said he was sure that multiple lives had been saved as a result of the permit holder. And yet, in that case, you actually had a situation where it was on film. And I thought for sure I'd be able to go and get national media coverage on that. I went to people in the press. Sometimes I'm successful in getting national coverage on these things, but in that case, I was told by editors that they weren't going to cover it because they felt it would be political for them to go and have a story on this man, according to the sheriff there, saving multiple lives.
Isn't that interesting how arbitrary the definition of political is? Apparently, it wouldn't have been political if there'd been a pile of 5 or 10 dead bodies, but it's political when an average citizen is able to step in and save lives.
Wow. But one of the reasons why I go through that list in the war on guns is that there are lots of concerns, as you mentioned, with people carrying concealed handguns. The concern is, well, if they stop a mass public shooting, they'll accidentally shoot a bystander, or when the police arrive, they'll accidentally shoot the permit holder. And yet, you know, if that's true, you would think you could point to cases of uh-huh. ones that where permit holders did intervene, did save lives, where that happened, and yet they can't point to one single case where a permit holder has accidentally shot a bystander when they've been stopping one of these mass public shootings. They can't point to one single case or when the police officers have arrived on the scene, they've accidentally shot the permit holder. Surely those things are possible. But like in so much of the gun control debate, what's usually pushed are things that are possible mm-hmm. rather than looking at what actually happened.
And that, I think, is key.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you have made that distinction, because I've encountered that, and I'm sure you've encountered it beyond being able to recall how many times. Well, it could happen that way, and that's why we've got to have all these rules and laws and regulations. And so they want to make public policy on their nightmares, not based on data. And when you present data, they have an emotional response. Well, but it could have been worse. Could have happened some other way. And that's
one reason why I feel that we have to do this type of research, because otherwise we can't respond to the claims about, well, this possibly might happen. And mm-hmm. if you're going to try to convince people in the middle of the debate on this, the people who are concerned about safety, I mean, I think in this case, safety and individual rights go together. But for, you know, it's not people. There are lots of people who are willing to trade off individual rights for safety. In this case, you need to have data though to go and show to people that the two go together. You just can't assert it.
One of the things that we have to deal with in this debate is the idea that somehow licensing gun owners and the various regulations, the background checks, are the way we're going to fight crime. Well, you've already addressed some of the reasons why the background check obviously is not the be-all and the end-all that it's been made out to be. And
well, I have even more in the book on this. I mean, for example, I go through... And I have a chapter that looks at the claim benefits in terms of crime rates or in terms of mass public shootings. I haven't seen anybody else go through on a case-by-case basis and show that even though President Obama, after each of these mass public shootings, has claimed that we need to have these types of background checks on private transfers, that in not one of these cases would background checks on private transfers have stopped a single one of these mass public shootings. And I haven't seen people go through, as I have, to look at changes in crime rates or police shootings or, a domestic violence, the types of claims that the Bloomberg people assert, and go through systematically and see what happens to those rates of those types of violences before and after these states pass these laws and show that they don't produce the benefits that they claim.
That, I think, was absolutely irrefutable. You put the numbers there, and yet, as you and I both have encountered, facts sometimes bounce off an emotionally thinking person. They're not interested in sequential logic, but it's that person in the middle. I agree. That's the real target for this debate. We're going to be back and talk some more with Dr. John Lott about his latest book, The War on Guns.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Back with Dr. John Lott, my guest today, author of The War on Guns, and also you can find him online. He's got a research organization, crimeresearch.org, that's online. So you can go to johnrlott.blogspot.com and get to that site. Lots more information as well. But the book really has brought it right down to where somebody like me can use it. And I've already, since I've read the book, Dr. Lott, I've been able to use this in a number of interviews in the media. Haven't been that adversarial yet, but I know that's coming. And I know that I'm even better armed because of the work that you've done. It's very, very comforting to know I can go out to battle with the latest weaponry. And the latest weaponry right now is the war on guns. So we do appreciate what you've been doing.
I really appreciate it. I mean, it takes several years to go and put this together. I mean, it's not like a lot of books where people just have words they're written down. I mean, sometimes it can take a couple weeks to put together the numbers that are just in one sentence that's there.
Yep.
But exactly what you're saying is the reason why I wrote the book, because, you know, on the other side, they have people like Bloomberg and George Soros and others who are spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars putting research together. And we, you know, people who care about honest research want to find out what really will save the most lives. There's really nothing on that side of the debate there in order to try to make sure that people are safe. And the types of research that Bloomberg and Soros and others fund are just unbelievably poorly done and really dangerous and actually endanger people's lives.
I wonder what would happen if you had the kind of millions available to your operation, to your research that Bloomberg has made available on the other side. I don't see why it should cost them millions of dollars. Dr. Lunger, they just pulled, hundreds. They pull numbers out of the air. Hey, I can do that for free.
Sure. Well, I mean,
it's easy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you spend, I don't know how you spend hundreds of millions of dollars. But look, you know, what they do is they make us have to do a lot of work. I mean, we have a very small group. We just have a couple $100,000 that we have each year for a budget. We can hire research assistants. They don't give out their data when they put out a new study. So if we're to respond, we have to go and put it together quickly. And, you know, we have like 1.5 research assistants. And if we can get the data together, I'll stay up all night in order to try to put things together to respond. But we also have to put together new research, as I've tried to do in the war on guns, to look at claims about mass public shootings around the world over time. And, you know, to go and put together the data on whether these background checks reduce violent crime, or put together data on the Stand Your Ground laws. Those things take months just to put the data together, let alone to go and do the statistical test and write it up. And, you know, if we had even $1 million, I think we could make a really, you know, even much bigger difference in this debate.
Agreed.
To have, you know, even one or two other PhD economists that could go and do this type of research.
One of the things that certainly aggravated me, and I'm sure from reading in between the lines from what you were saying, it's just a bit much to have to listen to our president sit in front of the nation and tell them how we're the only country in the world where this kind of bad mass shooting is happening, and other parts of the world, why they're much more civilized and they just don't have this problem because they have really good gun control laws. And it's
right, well,
saying this, what, within months of one of the most horrific mass murders that had ever happened. It was in Paris, in Europe, where, and particularly in France, gun control laws are the dream of U.S. gun control advocates.
Right. I mean, he's saying it within days or weeks of these attacks. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But, you know, the thing is, it just takes a lot of time to put this type of data together, and nobody else is putting it together to challenge him. But if you just look during President Obama's administration, as I show, and I list out each one of the cases in the war on guns so people can go and check them themselves, they just never hear about these things, you know, mass public shootings at a university in Finland or a mall in Finland or school shootings in Germany or, you know, the European Union, during the first 7 years of President Obama's administration, had a 50% casualty rate per capita for mass public shootings, using the traditional FBI definition of mass public shootings, than we had here in the United States. And the rest of the world is even much, much worse. In Africa, for example, you look at large-scale mass public shootings, their death rate for mass public shootings is like 380% higher than what we have here in the United States. You look at Asia or you look at South America, you know, they're countries around the world which have 20-fold higher murder rates than we have here in the United States. Some of them are so bad that you can't even find news stories on cases where only 4 people are killed. And places that people would never even think of looking at, one example I give in the war on guns is the Solomon Islands. Here's a place that's 500,000 people, and only by accident was I able to come across a police report that covered 5 years of time after the islands had banned guns. But yet, even though they had banned guns, they had three large mass public shootings during those 5 years. That rate of casualties per capita is like astronomical, even if they had no other shootings the rest of the time. But what you find is that a lot of the world, you know, you go and ask the police in the Solomon Islands, say, well, I have this for 5 years. Can you give it to me for other years? And they say, well, why should we do that? Well, the only thing that would do, we depend on tourism. If somebody goes out and makes, you know, writes about mass public shootings that we have here, then we may lose tourism. So we're not going to go and tell you what's going
on.
You,
they don't want you to consider that, maybe I'll be safer in a place like West Virginia that just made it legal for me to carry a gun without a permit than it would be in the Solomon Islands, which is, it's probably not the middle of nowhere, but as they say, you can see it from the Solomon Islands. It's really a remote place, and yet guns get there, bullets get there, and disarmed victims are there all the time. And
right.
Yeah, the cops aren't going to want to talk about that. I was just very impressed that you had put that data together for the rest of the world, because I work in this stuff all the time, as you know. And yet there's such a steady drumbeat of, oh, the United States is the Wild West. And, you know, well, first of all, the Wild West was only violent on the movie screen. The reality was, from everything we know, since everybody pretty much was armed, it was a pretty tranquil place. There were exceptions, of course, but by and large, it was a good time to live, a safe time to live. And yet, we keep getting bombarded with this propaganda. I guess that's the main benefit of Bloomberg's hundreds of millions, not so much valid research, but funding propaganda to beat us down so that we start to believe the lie that's repeated it often enough.
Oh, yeah. When they go and release a new study, they get thousands of uncritical news stories. So the problem is, Gun Owners of America or other groups, if you were to do research yourself, it would be completely ignored by the media. They would not give you the time of day in terms of coverage. But yet, even though Bloomberg is biased, the media has a complete double standard in terms of how they cover their stuff. That's the reason, though, why we set up the Crime Prevention Research Center. I mean, I wish we had money to go and hire the type of massive staff or PR people that he has, or that we could just hire a little bit more.
You know, the debate would be over.
But what we've done is we've put together a group of academics, anybody who's seen our academic advisory board. We have some of the top researchers in the world, from Harvard, Yale, Wharton Business School, University of Chicago, University of Michigan, who are the premier experts in these areas working.
Well, Dr. Lott, thank you so much for what you've been doing for freedom, for self-defense. The War on Guns is his latest book, folks. Check it out. It is a winner.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.